I know one thing, Josh. I'm not going to take you on in pickleball, brother. How are you?
Yeah, there are actual visuals that go along with that.
Yeah.
But yes, it was a lot of fun to shoot. We shot that over in London. We were originally supposed to shoot it here in California, in Malibu, but unfortunately, it's become way too cost prohibitive here to shoot anything, really. So, oddly enough, London was far less expensive than California. So there we were. And it worked out great, actually, because it went from this new age, hippy-dippy preschool to sort of a 400-year-old institution that felt very Hogwarts-like. So just had to adapt, I guess.
Yeah. And directed, produced, starred in all of the above, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is an all-consuming job to try to do both. You know, I prefer to just do one or the other, but in order to get the movie made, I also had to be in it. So, but it was funny. You know, it's always difficult to. I feel like one of the two things is always suffering. If you're in front of the camera, you're not able to properly. You know, directed as I would if I were just sitting behind the monitor, sort of adjusting the camera or the performances or whatever. But, you know, right. And then, you know, as an actor, it's kind of, you're thinking about directing while you're actually acting. So it can be a lot, but it's a good exercise in using both sides of your brain, I guess, because I rarely use one side of my brain.
When, what's the first thing you directed?
The first thing I directed was a movie called Buddy Games, which was, I think, came out in 2018 or 19. Yep. We shot that in 2017. And then we did a second Buddy Games movie called Spring Awakening. And then this would have been my third movie.
My wife wanted me to tell you more Buddy Games, please. She, big fan.
So she's got a twisted sense of humor like I do.
Yes, she does. We're heading out with with Hayden and Titus are here. You guys, what do you got for Josh?
Well, I gotta say, Josh, you're talking to someone who's from the generation who Transformers was probably the most revolutionary thing in my life. Gotta say, you were the coolest character in those first three movies. I was so sad when they took you out of the fourth, or you didn't want to do it. I don't know, but then you got to come back in the fifth.
Lieutenant.
I love those movies. Yeah. They're so good. I remember being about 6 years old watching the first one. It was a Sunday after church. All my whole family in the living room watching Transformers 1. Memories.
Yeah, those were. You know, I remember when I first heard that they're going to do the modern version of Transformers. I thought it was a terrible idea because I was like, and then they showed me what the artwork that they had sort of planned for what this new imagined idea was for it. And it was pretty then I understood, damn. Oh, this is going to be really cool. So it was one of those moments in my career that really, changed the trajectory of things for me. And, you know, I'm grateful to have been a part of those movies. We had a lot of fun.
Oh man, that had to be just a blast. You've done episodic TV. Obviously you've been a part of major productions. Now you got your own major production out. What do you like to do? I mean, I just want to stay in this lane, would it be an ongoing series? Would it be, you know, two films a year? What would it, directing?
You know, I like the fact that I get to do a lot of different things. You know, I've always, ever since all my children, I always feel like I'm trying to, you know, break out of whatever box they put me in. You know, at first it was just, you know, he's a soap opera actor, and then I was able to get Las Vegas and Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. And then it was, okay, how do I, you know, so to me, the idea that you get to constantly do different things is what makes this fun. It's part of the reason why I do it is you get to tell these crazy stories that you know, I'd probably otherwise get arrested for most of the time, but you get to make believe in these things. So I think that if it's one particular thing I have the most fun doing, I think, you know, directing comedy is fun because everybody's laughing the whole day on set. You know, it's just a fun work environment. Sometimes these things get really heavy and it's not quite as much fun. But again, you know, I don't really have a preference. As long as it's something that I'm, you know, excited to go do, I'm 100% in.
You will laugh out loud at the trailer for Preschool. Just telling you, well, because a lot of the I played a bit of it for you, but a lot of it is the sight gags to it. Do you do like with that pickleball scene? That's obviously AI or CG or whatever.
Yeah, so that scene was the very first day of shooting. We had this paddle ball. We call it pickleball. There's a little different because they use it within like a contained environment where they can hit it off the back wall, kind of like racquetball.
Yep.
With a net in front, so it's kind of a mix between pickleball and racquetball. And that was our first day, and we had this place rented out for the day, and there's one shot that I had in mind that I really wanted to get, and that was that shot where we're going back and forth. It's sort of a wide two shot, and the ball is going back and forth. And so I told them, and we ran out of time, and I had to beg the people that own the place, please just give us 5 more minutes just to get this one shot. So we went, my producing partner went and asked him, and they gave us 5 extra minutes just to get that one bit. And I told Michael Soka, the other dad in the movie, I was like, okay, let's just go back, just pretend there's a ball there and just volley back and forth and do whatever you can. It's got to end with you smashing it at me. And so we had one shot to get it, and that's the shot that we got. And then of course, yes, you add the ball in CGI afterwards to make it look like an actual volley. But that, you know, that scene I think really made that whole bit work, because you get to see the ridiculousness of the physical gag, I guess.
Go ahead. Hey, you got something?
Yeah, I guess my question is, you're, you know, homegrown North Dakotan, what is it like going to these, you know, big cities, Hollywood, dealing with all of these actors and movie stars and famous people from these big blue cities, and what is it like as you know, just a North Dakota kid?
Well, I got to be careful how I answer this because I want to feed my family. So, yeah, I did the Megyn Kelly show yesterday. We were talking about Gatlin, this telemedicine company that I have, and she asked me about, you know, how I felt. You know, I guess my main thing is I try not to get too involved in politics because I believe that it just alienates the other half. You know, we're so divided that, you know, if you say one thing which the other side doesn't agree with, they hate you. Mm-hmm. And so I've always sort of maintained the idea that I'm just going to stay agnostic when it comes to this stuff. I have real strong opinions about it.